Gemara does not have chiyas amesim. Is av tzadik chas v'sholem and gazli machlif. Maybe a tzadik also his gazli doesn't draw over again. He won't have chiyas amesim maybe. Is lakach nemer eres. Therefore the pasuk says that tzadik is like an eres also. An eres is a tree, a cedar tree, that even if you cut it down, if you leave the roots there, it'll grow up again. So the morilu nemer eres of Torah only would have said the pasuk, only would have said an eres. It wouldn't sound like a palm tree. It would have said like this. My eres, just like an eres, ain't oise peris. It doesn't make any peris. It doesn't have any fruits. Is maybe after tzadik chas v'sholem ain't oise peris. Maybe a tzadik also chas v'sholem doesn't have any fruits. Lekach nemo, therefore the pasuk says, tomor. It says, no, that a tzadik is like a tomor, like a palm tree that has fruits. V'nemar eres. Yeah, and it says both. It says Tomer and Eretz to say that a tzaddik grows strong and it has a gazli machlif. He meets Shem will have chiyas amesim, and also he will have peris. Rashi says tzaddik and oisa peris means ein lo yischal osid. Maybe we won't have a reward in the future. Kamashmal he has both. For the Gemara now, Akash is a true. The Eretz gazli machlif is a true that a cedar tree its gazli machlif. If you cut it down, it'll grow up again. For a tani we learned like this. If somebody buys a tree from his friend, lokutz, you're buying it to use the wood to chop down the wood. Is magviya min akarka tefach? You have to start chopping it down a tefach above the ground. You have to leave like the first 4 inches there. For kaitzes, and then cut down the tree, in order that the tree should be able to grow back again. What about the sadan ashikma? If you want to buy this type of a tree, shnei tefachim, then you have to leave the bottom 2 tefachim growing and cut from there up. If you want to buy this type of a tree, shloisha tefachim, you have to leave the bottom 3 tefachim. You have to. So Rashi said, "Bsul sashikma" means netiyosh to niktsam yelam. It was never cut down yet at all. What about pekanim or begfanim, reeds or in the grapes? Menapkak ulamala. For the pekak, that's where you have to leave it over. Rashi's kesher atachton, like the bottom knot, that's where you have to leave over and cut only from above that. What about bidikolim of arozim? Let's say you buy a palm tree or you buy a cedar tree, then choyfer lamata, you're allowed to, if you want to, even dig down underneath, or mashrish, and uproot even the roots. Why? Because a palm tree or a cedar tree will not grow back again anyway. So since you're buying the wood right now, you have a right to uproot it completely. So it's a stira. We said before it does grow back again. And tomorrow, hocha b'mayaskina b'shar mini arozim. We're talking about there are different types of cedar trees. And Kidaraba Barhuna, the Omar Rabba Barhuna, Asoro Mine Arosim Hain. There are 10 different types of cedar trees. Shenemak, we have Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk says, Etin Bamidva Eres Shita Vahadas. So since there are different types of cedar trees, there's no kasha. This type is talking about that does not grow back again. Therefore, when you buy it, you're allowed to cut it down all the way and uproot the roots even. And the Gemara we dashed in the post before that tzaddik is like an eres that does have gazli machlif, will have a future for tchiyas amesim. That's talking about the other type of cedar trees that taka do grow back. Right, Tana Rabbonin. Maisa Rabbi Eliezer. Once happened a story with Rabbi Eliezer. Shegoza sholish hashara tiny salatzibur. The rain didn't come down that year, and like the Mishnah before says, he was gozer 13 tiny tzibras. 3, 3, and then another 7. V'lo yordu gishonim, and still the rain didn't come down. V'achroini, when they finished the last fest day, his chilu hatzibah, let's say, the tzibah started to leave. Let's say they finished, and what more could we do? Is omalahem, so he told the tzibah now, tekantem kvorim liatzmachem, did you prepare your kever, your grave for yourself? Your graves? In other words, if it's not going to rain, now you're going to die. Like, how can it just go away? Like, give it another try. So, go kolom bebechi. The whole people started to cry. In other words, and it broke the heart, and now when they daven to Hashem, they really daven from the deepness of the heart, and the mail of v'yodu geshomim. And then the rain came down. Another story with Reb Lezer happened. Once was a sheikh tzibur, he went in front of the teva. It was a tiny tzibur for the rain, and he davened the extra 6 brachas, 24 altogether, for lenena, and it wasn't answered, the rain still didn't come down. That's what happened with Reb Lezer. Then Yorved Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva went after him, the Omer, and he said like this, Ovino Malkeinu Ein Lono Melech Elawata. Then he said, Ovino Malkeinu Lamancho Rachim Leinu V'yodu Geshomim. When Rabbi Akiva said this, then the rain came down. His heavy Ranane Rabbonin. The Rabbonin like were wondering, like, how come you, Rabbi Lezer, you davened so much, nothing happened? And Rabbi Akiva just said these two things that came down right away. Is Yota Sabaskal, Abaskal came out for Yom and said like this, Loi Mipnei Shezeh Godo Mizeh. Not because Rabbi Akiva was greater or bigger Talmud Chacham than Rabbi Lezer was. El Shezeh Mavir Al Midoisev, Vezeh Einoi Mavir Al Midoisev. Rabbi Akiva had this big Milam, he was a Mavir Al Midoisev. Which means to say, like, if anybody did things bad to him, he overlooked him. He wasn't makbel on any little thing. Therefore, midi keneged midi Hashem also. Like, why does Hashem hold back the rain? Because Klal Yisrael does averus. So Hashem takes it at heart. You did averus, he punishes us back. But if you have the midi that you overlook when people do bad things to you, Hashem also overlooks when we do bad things to him. Therefore, because of the chus of Rabbi Akiva, Hashem answered them now and gave them rain. Yeah, Mora says weiter. Tana Rabbonin, Ad Mosa Yiyu Hagishamim Yordim V'yatziva Poiskim Metanisim. Like, how much rain has to come down when the tziva started to fast already, and now in the middle when they're fasting, let the tziva starts to come down. So how much rain has to come down in order to say, okay, we don't have to fast anymore? The reason why we're fasting is because we don't have rain. Now that we have rain, we don't have to fast anymore. How much rain has to come down? So first of all, it says, Kamole Derech HaMachrisha. As much rain as it is, like the knee of the Machrisha of the plow. That's a tool they use to plow the ground with. Like that amount of rain coming down, then you can stop fasting. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chacham Marim Nechom say, Rashi said before even, Kamole Derech HaMachrisha means, in the Tashtishu HaGeshomim, the Yom Nekakark, if the rain went down into the ground, Kishir Shuras Manas HaMachrisha, that this the plow goes into the ground, that's enough rain. V'chom Moim V'chom say V'charov on a dry land tefach. You have to have a tefach worth of rain coming down. That's enough to stop fasting. V'beinanis in a middle type of a ground, then tefachayim. You have to have two tefachim of rain coming down. V'avuda in ground that you already planted, like you worked on the ground already, then you need shloisha tefachim. For such ground, we have to have three tefachim of rain coming down from Shemayim, and then we could afford to stop fasting. In other words, since the karka like was worked up and plowed already, the ground, the water goes into it, then goes in and seeps in very fast. So therefore, to satisfy that ground, you have to have like three tefachim worth of water, then the other could stop fasting. All right, turn over. The Amor says, Vaito, Tanya will earn the price like this. We have a Shimon ben Elazar Oymer. Ein lecho tefach melamala. You don't have a tefach of rain coming down from above, from lamala. Shein tohoim yoitzel ikrosa ishloisha tfochim. You don't have from the time from underneath the ground, the water from underneath coming up, at least three tfochim of rain, of water. For the Amor of Tanya, I will learn to have chayim, no, only two tfochim come up from underneath. And the Amor lakasha. It depends. If the ground was worked over before, when the ground was worked over before, then it only comes up two tefachim. So Rashi says, the afagad the nichnas to tefach bekarka purta hu de nochis v'ochel a nofik bula kabol l'shloisha tefachim el a purta tefachayim b'shein avuda the chinichnas of what tefach tvei hu de nicha v'nofik toim l'kibla gimot tefachim. As if the ground is worked on already, so the tefach of rain would have come down, like there's not that much to it, it goes straight down. So only comes up two tefachim. When the tefach of rainwater comes down to ground that was not worked over yet, then it appreciates it much more, and then three tefachim of the underwater comes up like to meet it. Omer Reb Loza, Kishemanaschen nesamayim b'chag, b'shas tedu nisach hamayim an sukis, is toim oimu l'chaveroi. The underground, like says one to its chaver, Ibo meimecho, bring up water. And koil shnei reyem anishimei. It's like you hear two friends talking together. Trashi nisach hamayim v'nisach hayayim. Now the nisach hamayim and nisach hayayim are together. Shneim apostle says, toim el toim koil l'kol tzinerecho. Trashi mayim mayim v'mayim techtoinim, oisim shnei svolim yim. Omar Rabba, so that's this pasuk that says one is talking to the other, means the nisach hamayim to nisach ha-yayin. Omar Rabba, l'didi chazali hay-ridiya. I saw this malach that takes care of the water of the rain, and his name is Ridiya. I once saw him, and Domi looks like the igla tlos, like a third a calf. El pirsa sisavosa, its lips is like split. V'kaima ben tahayma titoi l'toymi loy. This malach stays in between the top time and the bottom time. Rashi says, "Bein taimiloi, bein harakia liyukainis, heicha dinashki ayu rakia." The place where the ground and the rakia kiss together, like that's where he stands. And Omla, he says like this: "In letaimiloi to the other, to the top one, he says, choshur memecha, let your water come down." And litoimo titor to the bottom underground omalei boy memecha, let your water come up. Shenamar the pasuk says hanitzonim niruboritz. That's niruboritz. So Rashi says it means v'shas they make nisach hamayim that the water is seen boritz. That's what happens. Right, our Mishnah says hoyim misanin v'yordu gishom kodim leitachama. Let's say they were fasting for rain, but then rain started to come down. So if the rain came down before an eight tachama, they don't have to fast anymore that day. Tana Rabbonin, hoyim misanin, they were fasting v'yordu lehem gishomin, and rain started to come down. Koydim an eight tachama, if the rain came down before sun break, before an eight tachama lo yashlimu, they don't have to finish the tainus anymore because there's no purpose in fasting. But lacher an eight tachama, let's say the rain first came down after an eight tachama, after sunrise. So if so, they started to fast already. Is Yashlimu, then they have to finish the day of fasting. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. That's totally in Eitz Hacham, it's totally in sunrise. Over Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Koidim Chatzais, no, it's totally in Chatzais, half midday. If the rain came down before midday, lo Yashlimu, you don't have to finish the fast day. Yacha Chatzais, if the rain came down after midday, Yashlimu, then you have to finish the fast day. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, it depends, Koidim Teishois, lo Yashlimu. If it's before 9 hours, you don't have to finish. In other words, before like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If less than if before 9 hours of the day went by, it rained, you don't have to finish the tainus. Liacha tes shoyis, after 9 hours of the day, yashlimu, then yes, you have to finish the fast. Shekein motzinu biachov melech Yisrael. We find by Achov melech Yisrael that sheesana mitei shoyis lamala. He was fasting from 9 hours of the day and further. In other words, if rain didn't come down by then for sure you have to finish the fast day. Shenamar pasuk says, "Hariyasi ki nichna achav." We have Yehuda Nesiya gota tanisa. Yehuda Nesiya once was gerzim tainis. For yordu lehem gishamim liachar aneitzachama. And after sunrise, that's when the rain started to come down. His sovu liyashluminu. He thought to say you have to finish the fast day, like Rebbe Meir Shita. Omale Rebbe Ami, no. That koydim chatzais v'yachach chatzais sheninu. Halach Ritz is totally in chatzais, that if the rain came down before midday, you don't have to finish fasting anymore. Shmuel HaKotin gozer tanisa. He was once gerzer with tanis because it didn't rain. V'yordu lehem gishomim koydim anei tzachama. And the rain came down, tak, early in the morning, before sunrise. Is kesvur mom, the people thought, lame what they say, shivacha shal tzibru, like it shows that we're great people. We get the praise for it. The Hashem answered us right away. Omalehem Shmuel HaKon answered back and said, no, it could be it's not your praise. Emshalachem Moshalom Adavadomer. Let me give you an example to how this thing really is. It could be Le'evet Shemavakash Prasma Rabbi, to a servant that comes to his master and says, please pay me. Omalehem, so the master says, Tenuloi, pay him already. V'yal Eshma Koli, I don't want to hear his voice anymore. That could be that Hashem didn't want us to daven anymore to him, like he didn't want to listen to us. That's why he gave us the rain. But maybe it's not a praise to us. Shuv, it happened again. Shuv, Shmuel HaKotin, Goza Tanis. Another year it happened that there was no rain, that Shmuel HaKotin made a fast day. V'yordu lehem gishomim, and the rain came down. Li'acha Shkia Sachama. After Shkia Sachama, after the day the sun set, that's when the rain came down. But that day, the day of the fast day, by sunset, the rain came down. Yes, Tzvurim Om, the people thought, learn what to say, Shvachel Shal Tzibru. Again, it's our Shvach, it's our praise. Like on the fast day, at the end of the fast day, the rain came down, it's our praise. Like we're great. Omalhem Shmuel Loi Shvach Shal Tzibru. No, that's not called the praise to the Tzibur, to the congregation. Elem Shalachom Moshe Lomra Adavu Daima. Let me give you an example to what it's Daima to. Lievet to a slave. Shemavakesh Pras Merabu. He asks to get paid from his master. The Yomalhem, and the master says, Hem Tinu Loi, wait. Ache Yismakmak. Let him first have a little pain first. Let him wait a little bit pain. And then pay him. So he was like, Hashem waits till you fast a little bit. He wants to wait till the end of the tainus, till after Shkia Sachama, and then he gives you the rain. As if to say like he wanted you to fast. So again, maybe it's not called the Shvach of the Tzibur. So Mara says now, Lishmula Kotin Shvacho Shatzibur Hechidami. Where is the case that the Tzibur has the right to say it's because of their Shvach they deserve it? Is Omar, in a case where the Shlich Tzibur says, Mashiv HaRuach B'Noshiv Zika. As soon as he says the word Mashiv HaRuach, right away the wind starts to come. Omar Murid Agoshim, he says the way Murid Agoshim B'Yasa Mitra, and the rain starts to come. That's a Shvach, that's called Tzibur, the Tzibur is doing something good. Right, the Mishnah says, the Goz of Tainis Belud, it once happened, the Goz of Tainis and Lud, and the rain came down. So the Chum told them was, go home and eat, and then come back, and they said, Halalah Godl. So Meres Tekasha, V'nei Mahalomi Korah, how come he told them to go home and eat first, and then say Halal? Why didn't they right away say Halal? Is Abayiv a Rabba, the Armatavaya, they both say, L'vishen Oimrim Halal, Ela al Nefes Seveya,